Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This October, Paramount Plus presents Peak Screaming. If you adopt this orphan, you will scream. If you go on this camping trip, you will scream. If you party with these teenagers, you will scream. If this is your priest, if these are your friends, if they are your classmates, you will scream.
Scary equals...
Stream the collection, Paramount Plus. Scream. I mean stream now.
All hail Sunday. The NFL on CBS is back. With a crazy talented crop of QBs out west, possible MVPs in the east, and matchups to remember. Sundays, the NFL is on CBS.
It's The Last Stand. And here is your host, Brian Custer.
That's right, it is The Last Stand. I'm Brian Custer. We bring you the biggest names in the sport. And our guest today, he is, quite frankly, one of the GOATs. This man is the former UFC middleweight champion. You know, at one point, his reign was 7 straight years. He had a 16-fight winning streak that's still the longest ever in the octagon. He's known as the Spider. Anderson Silva joins us here on The Last Stand. How you doing, champ? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm good. Thanks for the opportunity, my friend. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Listen, it's great to have you on. And I got to talk to you because on October 29th, Showtime pay-per-view, one of the greatest combat sports fighters of all time is going to be taking on, of all people, Jake Paul. Tell us why.
I mean, that's a good challenge, you know, and it's a two big generation come in this amazing event, you know, and I'm so happy to nobody in my age, in my generation, doing the same. And I'm so lucky because it's two big generations come to this amazing and special show that Showtime bring for us. You know, that's so special for me.
You know, how many people, Anderson, has come up to you and said, listen, you need to beat Jake Paul and you need to do this for the MMA martial arts community?
Oh my God, a lot of people ask me about that. But I mean, I try to explain to the people and say, guys, let me tell you something. Fight is fight, you know? And I don't go fight for anybody except my fans and for myself. And I go do this because I love, and my fans, I need you see this show, you know? And I go do my best because I love challenge. I love the combat sport. And this is a good opportunity for putting the two generations together and make a good show for everybody, you know, especially in Arizona, you know, and I'm so excited for that.
When they first came to you about this fight, Anderson, did you ever have to think for a minute, like, wait a minute, you want me to fight this kid who at one point was on Disney, YouTuber, I was taking pictures with this guy,
yeah,
his brother. Did you even have to take a pause?
Well, you know, it's so amazing. Imagine it, you know, that's I say, it's two generation, you know, and I, bro, years ago, I take a picture with this kid and today I go fight with him, you know, it's amazing. It's special, you know, and I'm so lucky because I continue doing something special for my fans. I continue doing something special for the new generation. And the more important for me is prove one thing. Everybody can do anything when you have a passion, when you love, you know? And this is the age is not excuse. You can do anything in your life when you love. You know, it doesn't matter fight or you have the different job, different professional work, when you love and working hard, you make successful. You're happy, you know, but you need love. Mm. When you do that, you need to do something because you love, not because you need to prove something for everybody. You need to prove something for your friends or family. You need proof for yourself. You need to do something because you believe in yourself, because you love. And that's how I continue to do my job. That's how I continue to fight, because I love it.
And I know that you now have made this transition to strictly boxing. How much do you think you need a victory in this fight to get respect from the boxing community?
Wow. You know, that's the good challenge for me. That's the good challenge for me, because I train every day to learn more about boxing, because it's the different sport for MMA. And I try to absorb everything my coach teach me. My partners help me, you know. And because my good challenge is doing something good for people inside the boxing community, see I doing something good for prove my respect, for respect community, for respect the boxing community, you know, for respect the fighters, respect the whole community, the boxing, you know, the fighters, the promoters, everybody, you know.
I want you to respond to some things that I read concerning this fight. One person wrote, Anderson Silva's age and his weight cut to get down to 185, I think will be too much for him in this fight and will probably be the reason why he loses. What do you say to that?
Well, my last fight in Mexico with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., I put on 182. Yeah, and I don't make problem. I think the people think a lot of things, but I'm not, because I'm professional. The first goal is you make your weight, you know, for prove your respect for your fans. When you don't make the weight, you prove you don't train correct. You don't respect the fans. The fans pay the pay-per-view for see everything you're doing correct. You know, it's not simple. Come watch my fight, and the day the fight, you don't make the weight. You know, it's, for me, that's the part. You come professional. You love your job. You're doing something correct. You're doing everything correct. I don't have problem for that, you know. And I just ready for make my weight. I never make problem for cut my weight. I doing something correct because I respect my fans. I respect my sport. I respect every single person who worked to me, my coach, and that's why I don't have a problem for make my weight.
You mentioned it. How much did that win over Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. do for your confidence as a boxer?
Well, you know, it's a big and amazing challenge for me, because I training with the different guys, partners, and good boxers, you know, fast, different kids, fast, the different style, the guys fight inside, punching hard in my body, and the other is a good counter punch, you know, and help me to learn something new one to my fight with Chavez Jr. I'm so happy, because I respect a lot Chavez Jr. is an amazing fighter. You know, the boxing is in your blood, you know, in a family traditional boxing. And I'm so happy to the opportunity to fight Chavez Jr. It's an amazing fight.
I was reading another article about this fight, and this guy wrote, and I want you to respond to it. He says, Jake Paul and his team have built a 5-0 record largely on fighting and knocking out former MMA stars who have star power names to draw people in, but their skills have faded. Does Anderson Silva fit that description?
Well, you know, different people have different opinion, and I can't talk about me. I can't talk about my team. And I train hard to win this fight. I have a one line every single time when I have come training to fight. So I have my mission, and my mission is go inside the ring or go inside the cage and finish my mission, win, you know. And that's I training hard for win, you know. That's my mission. I don't think about my opponent talk. Don't put in my mind about my opponent. I training for win. I take my team and stay inside the bubble and working hard in my skills, you know, and putting the best guys to push me hard, to knock me out, to punch my body, punch my head, to stay prepared and ready for war. You know, that's my goal.
You know, listen, boxing has some great fighters, obviously, fighting right about now. Errol Spence Jr., Canelo, Bud Crawford, Tyson Fury. Who are your favorites that you like to watch?
Well, I love everybody, you know, because I learned every single fighter have the different skills, and I learn a lot. I love boxing, you know, and I continue watching. I continue to see Canelo training, Canelo fight, and these older fighters, amazing fighters. Every day, I watching videos every day. I train every day. I just sit down with my coach, especially Coach Nico, and learn something. Talking about, you know, that's so special for me because I continue learn, you know, and I say, whoa, that's amazing because I never stop learning, you know. And when I don't have come training to a specific fight, I train in the different martial arts. I train in Filipino martial arts. I train Wing Chun. I train in kickboxing. I train in boxing. I train the different martial arts, jiu-jitsu, because I love to learn. I love to learn something new. And, you know, when I don't have training, I go to my company, working hard every day to create something new. And, you know, this is so special because God gave me everything I have to create something, to pass something for the future, to the future generation, you know.
I read that you said if Jake Paul wants a rematch, let's do it in kickboxing.
Yes, absolutely. Why not? You know, I mean, everybody asks me, why you don't kick? I said, because of boxing. I can't kick. But I go ask to Jake doing a rematch in a not real fight, but exhibition in kickboxing. You know, I don't use an elbows, only kicks, you know. And that's for fun, you know, because people ask me about kicking and say, okay, I go ask Jake, maybe doing a kickboxing. I don't know. Maybe that's good or not. I don't know.
That's great. So 2 years ago, you fought in your last UFC fight. Tell me why. When did you know what? I'm done. I'm done with the UFC. When did you know that was going to be your last fight in the UFC?
I mean, it's my last fight in UFC because I'm lucky. Let me tell you something. I'm very lucky because Dana White say, this is your last fight. Is the Anderson last fight. It's no fight MMA anymore. It's no fight in UFC anymore. It's no fight MMA anymore. But
now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
It's not because I say that. They know I'd say that. Is your last fight in MMA? No fight MMA anymore. And I take the fight, and the time is COVID, you know, not people, not crowd, you know, only the fighters and the team, you know. And I lost the fight because my opponent is better than me at the time, you know, and I doing something wrong and might take the punch and lost the fight. But, you know, it's interesting because I never say it's my last fight. I never say I'm done. But I'm so lucky, and God is so special for me because the timing when a Dana White say is my last fight and I signed the agreement, and Dana signed too, because that's my last fight, I'm free for doing anything, you know, and I can continue fight, because nobody can talk to you and say, you can't fight anymore because you old. You can't fight anymore because this or that. Nobody except you. You decide when you stop. You know, doesn't matter how your professional job. Nobody can talk to you and say, you're done. You know, you decide when you're done. You know, and this is my word. This is my word. You know, fight is my word. You know, this is my game. You know, I born in this sport, and nobody can talk to me and say, you're done. You don't fight anymore. I broke my leg. You know, I fight with my hip, my ribs broken, and I fight with the heavyweight guy. And why do people talk to me? I can't fight anymore. No, no, definitely not. Nobody can say, you're done, except me. I know I come old. Everybody come old. And one day I go stop. But that's my decision, because that's my rules. I go stop in my rules, not the other people's rules, you know?
I love it. I love it. Bellator CEO Scott Coker says he's had talks with you about possibly doing a fight with Fedor Emelianenko. How about that?
Wow,
is that true?
That's so interesting, because when you check it out in the past, when Dana White say, oh, Anderson's old, nobody can give the opportunity to Anderson's fight because it's old. And the Bellator say, no, I'm okay. Anderson can't fight here because it's old. I love Anderson, but it's old, can't fight here. And the other people say that, but I'm on vacation. I don't ask for anybody for a job. I don't ask for anybody. I just on the vacation, except Japan. The people in Japan, when I finish my fight, the guys call me and say, Anderson, you're done with UFC. You know you start here. You came back here and finish your career here. Anytime, anytime. You decide. Japan's love you. When you have a time for that, let's do it. And say, thank you so much. I love my fans in Japan. But now I'm on vacation. I go visit my parents in Brazil. And I go see. And the phone call me. The phone talk. And start the conversation with the fight with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. But the people talk a lot. You know, the different MMA promote start talking because the people like to talk, you know, and talk a lot. Oh, no, Anderson's too old. Oh, I love Anderson, but no interest in Anderson fight here. Why are the people talking about me now? You know, I respect everybody, but I'm okay. I'm the captain of my ship. Nobody can ask me about nothing except me and my team, because I'm so lucky, and I talk to my kids and my students too. So when you come to this world, you need to prepare yourself. You need to prepare your team to help, to protect you. Don't put in people I need your money to survive. You need to put in people, professional people, don't need your money for nothing. Because when you put in the people need your money behind you, you're in trouble. And that's I put in good people behind me. The people don't stay with me because the people need your money. The people stay with me because believing in my dreams, believing in everything I do right now. You know, my partners, Gerard Gass, Paul Gass, you know, and these people is my real team. Chuck, James, Talese, and my coach. This is my team, my lawyer, and the people behind the Anderson Silva. That's the Anderson Silva company. And these people protect me to doing something wrong, you know. That's the new generation need to do it for don't make nothing wrong, you know.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Brian Custer. I want to talk to you about our partner, Athletic Greens. You know, I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted more energy, and I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. Athletic Greens doesn't taste super healthy. It's kind of mild, has that tropical taste, but I actually look forward to having it
every single morning. So what is this stuff? Well, one scoop of delicious Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything, while still tasting good. Listen, it helps support better sleep quality for you, recovery, and it supports mental clarity and alertness is what I love about it. You know, AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. And it's one thing you can do every single day to take care of yourself. And it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you're keto, vegan, paleo, dairy-free, or gluten-free, Athletic Greens is for you. And it costs you less than $3 a day. So you're investing really in your health. And it's cheaper than that cold brew habit that you may have. So additionally, for every purchase, Athletic Greens is going to donate to organizations, help to get nutritious foods to kids all across the country who are in need, including No Kid Hungry, which is right here in the U.S. By the way, 2 years ago in 2020, Athletic Greens donated over 1.2 million to meals to kids. Now, it is the time to reclaim your health, folks. And all you got to do is arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutritional supplement. And listen, once we get into that cold flu season, this is something that you need, because just one scoop of water every day with Athletic Greens, and there's no need for the million of different pills or supplements to look out for your health. All you're going to need is Athletic Greens. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens wants to give you free a 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. And all you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/laststand. Again, athleticgreens.com/laststand. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
You know, there are other guys who want to follow in your footsteps and make the transition from MMA to boxing. Nate Diaz is one of them. He says he's done with the UFC. In fact, he says he wants to fight Jake Paul after you.
Wow.
What advice would you give someone like Nate Diaz?
Man, Brian, let me tell you something. The Diaz brothers have amazing boxing. And this guy in this sport now can do something very, very special. You know, Nick and Nate have a good boxing, both. I think it's amazing, you know. And I respect both. I love both. You know, the guys make a lot of fights special for the MMA community. You know, the guys have the long traditional life inside the MMA sports. The people need to respect both, because is amazing fighters.
Here's the one question I got for you. How long will you keep fighting?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just, after that, I have the opportunity to fight jiu-jitsu with Gi. And I talked to one of my coaches, Ramon Lemos, in Abu Dhabi. You know, and maybe I go fight jiu-jitsu, you know. And I talked to Ramon. And Ramon talked to me about that. And let's go see. I think I go fight jiu-jitsu in Abu Dhabi. And I don't know my next challenge. But that's my next goal, fight with the Gi.
And so are we talking like 2 more years? Or have you put a time limit on it?
Maybe 3, maybe 5. I don't know. I continue healthy. I continue work, you know. I my partners and my company asked me to, Anderson, when you stop, you need to put in the time for stop. And they say, guys, listen, I can't say when I stop because it's too hard for me. But one day I go stop. It's come because.
Okay, it's, got it. It's coming.
You know, it's coming. It's coming, you know, because I know every single day when I wake up, I know is the is a one more day pass in my life, one more day pass inside the combat sport for me. But thank you, God, I create a lot of things to continue outside the fight world, you know. And I feel sad every single time when I finish my training, because when I take my bands in my hands, I feel one more day is done. You know, it's come close to and stop. And I feel sad, you know. And you know, sometimes the coach come talk to me, what happened? You training good, you training. I know, but one more day is done. You know, it's come close to finish, you know. And, but I don't know when. I maybe one day I wake up and, you know what, it's done. I don't go fight anymore. But I continue to do my best, you know, because I'm healthy. I train every day, you know, and sometimes I have a couple friends, the CEO team, come training with me and I'm doing the drills with the guys and training hard. And I feel I'm survived. I feel I can do more and more and more.
That's great. You know, Jake Paul has certainly scolded Dana White. He says for the way he treats and pays fighters. You were in the UFC for a long time. Is there a problem there?
Listen, man, everybody asked me about that, you know. First of all, I don't have a problem with Dana. My one problem with Dana is about my word. Inside the cage, that's my fucking word. Nobody can talk to me about that because I know that. You know, I start fighting when I 16 years old, you know. I start fighting and I start at 8 years old. Nobody can talk to me about fighting. You can talk about business outside, but about fighting, no. That's my fight with Dana, you know, because why you do that? No, come on. This is my word. This is not word. You never fight. You never take slap in your face. Why are you talking about? You can't talk with me about fighting. Mm. You can't talk about business. But about fighting, not. That's the one problem with Dana. I respect Dana. Dana's a businessman, you know. And the people start talking about Dana, especially fighters. But why you sign the contract? That you need to prepare yourself. You need to understand you is your company. Your company make deal with UFC. It's not about Dana. It's about you and your team. You need to make a good team. You don't think you never put in people. I need your money behind you to make deal for you, because the people go doing everything to make more money. You know, doesn't matter you win or not win, you have a bad contract or not. You know, it's not about Dana White. It's about the people behind you. You need you the fighters. I need you to understand that the business, because when you go inside the cage, is your business. Outside the cage, you need to put in the people, the good people, the people who understand the business and take care of you and hold everything for protect you, you know? And it's easy, everybody talking about Dana White. And, oh, Dana don't pay correct. And but why you sign the contract? Oh, because the boxers make a lot of billions and billions and billions and money. Of course, boxing is a different sport and more traditional, you know? And when you see the fighters doing something crazy, oh, because the guys offering for me millions for fight boxing and blah, blah, blah. But you can, because you signed the contract. Why are you talking about? Stop. You already signed. Don't say it's nothing bad about Dana. It's not about Dana. It's about you. You signed the contract. Your team, your manager help you to sign the contract. Your manager need your help to make a good deal. You don't do it correct, you can't say nothing, you know? That's the my opinion about this situation, you know? I think Jay correct, you know, UFC can pay better, the guys, but for the MMA community to change, the fighters, I need to stay together, you know, and build something together. What happened, this is not happening in boxing, because everybody have worked together, you know, And everybody behind the rules, the Muhammad Ali rules, you know, that's protect the fighters, you know, you see everything. And UFC or the older, the different companies don't protect the fighters, protect your business, you know, and you can say nothing because the fighters don't help each other, you know. And why are you talking about money? Of course, UFC make more money than the fighters. Of course, the heavyweight don't make the good money because no, makes sense. Of course, but why you sign the contract? Why the fighters don't stop and sit down everybody together and, hey, listen, let's go make something good for everybody, you know? Why you make, only you make money and I'm not make money, you know? And that's the problem, you know? The fighters not help each other, you know? It's just, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I got it. Anderson, for everybody who comes on the show, we let people who support it submit questions. We got a lot of them for you, but we're only going to ask you a couple of them. They come from Twitter. First one from a guy named No Narrative. He asks, he says, after your victory over Jake Paul, would you fight an exhibition Floyd against Floyd Mayweather? Have a GOAT versus GOAT boxing match.
Wow, that's very interesting. I never think about that, but that's good. You know, of course, I need you check it out the weight because I'm heavy, you know. But that's good challenge, you know. Like maybe, you know, the good exhibition for Floyd, I think is good. You know, I respect Floyd a lot. You know, he's a very good guy. You know, I don't have nothing to talk about Floyd. You know, and I stay with Floyd a couple minutes in Dubai. And a very good guy. You know, and I'm so happy because give me opportunity to fight in the same card. You know, and that's amazing. Wow, that's amazing. I think that's the good opportunity, too.
Yeah, it'd be a huge draw. Anthony from Twitter asked, he says, I have one question. Chael Sonnen, what's your thoughts?
I love Chael, you know? So when people talk to me about and ask me about Chael, I say, listen, Chael and I changed this sport. You know, Chael helped me to make something special in my legacy. And I know I helped Chael to make something in your own legacy. And everybody in the world, when you see this fight between me and Chael, go blow up your mind. So what the hell with these guys, you know? And that's amazing because Chael and I make something very special for the sport. And Chael helped a lot of kids in wrestling, you know, and I know I help a lot of kids too. And that's the good part for the sport. That's the good part for the future, you know. And I love Chael because everybody think I hate Chael and that. No, but it's a business. Chael is the first guy make a good talk show, you know. Chael is the first guy. He's so smart. And this helped to people bring more fans for the MMA community, you know? And I'm so lucky because God gave me the opportunity to fight with Chael 2 times, you know? And thank you, God, I'm winning. But Chael is a tough guy. He's a very tough guy. He's the best wrestling fight in my entire life.
Wow. How about that? Okay, Anderson, we've come to the last segment of this show. We call it The Last Stand. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You just give me the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
I don't know if I'm ready or not. No, I'm not ready. Okay, let's go.
Here we go. Many believe that you are the GOAT when it comes to MMA. Who does Spider Silva believe is the GOAT of MMA?
The GOATs in MMA? BJ Penn.
Wow. Okay. How about that? Now that you're gone, who do you think is the face of the UFC?
The face in UFC? Charles de Bronx.
Okay. How about that? Who gave Spider Silva his toughest fight ever?
Hayato Sakurai in Japan and Shoto.
Oh, okay. If you lose to Jake Paul, are you done boxing?
I can't say I'm done because I'm not going to lose. I don't go lose.
I love that. Because the last question is, will you knock Jake Paul out?
Probably.
I love it. Listen, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and it's so good to have you on the show.
Brian, thank you, man. I'm so happy, you know, and I'm sorry for I come late because I finish the training, I eat, and I come to talk to you, and the internet here in my home is terrible, and I need to say thank you for the opportunity. You know, I'm continue to do my best for my fans. You know, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, and I'm so happy because I live here in the United States for 12 years, and I talk to my kids every day, you know, and I talk to my kids, say, listen, you come to live in this country, I'm working hard, and nobody can, in this house, can do nothing less than me. You need you working hard for prove why you live here, why you live in this country. And do your best, because I do my best every day to prove why I'm living here, why I continue work hard for make something special for my fans, you know. And that's why I feel happy, because I continue working hard, I continue doing something special, and I know my goal and my mission in this world is inspiring people to doing something more and more and better. You know, I'm so lucky. Thank you.
Well, listen, I think that's why many people like myself respect you so much and love to watch you fight. And listen, you got to tune in. It's October 29th, Showtime pay-per-view. We've got Spider Silva taking on the problem child, Jake Paul. And that's what we do here, folks. On The Last Stand, we bring you the biggest names in the sport, none bigger than Anderson Silva. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, guys.
This October, Paramount Plus presents Peak Screaming. If you adopt this orphan, you will scream. If you go on this camping trip, you will scream. If you party with these teenagers, you will scream. If this is your priest, if these are your friends, if they are your classmates, you will scream.
Scary equals...
Stream The Collection, Paramount Plus. Scream. I mean stream now.
All Hail Sunday. The NFL on CBS is back with a crazy talented crop of QBs out west, possible MVPs in the east, and matchups to remember. Sundays, the NFL is on CBS.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.